Weather conditions across the Midwest may deteriorate a little bit later this week and into the weekend ahead of much colder weather that will dominate the first half of next week. The majority of the weather across the region today is still expected to be mostly good. We are going to start to warm up a little bit, but don't look for well above average temperatures for a while. High temperatures this afternoon are expected to rebound a little bit, getting back into some 30s and 40s across parts of the region, but it'll still be cold in the north, where we're expecting to see the afternoon temperatures held mostly to the 20s and 30s. Then we'll look for temperatures as we move into the day on Tuesday, getting up into 30s and 40s in a more generalized manner. I would expect to see the warmest conditions occurring in the Ohio River Valley area, along with the lower Missouri River Valley region, and back into parts of Nebraska. As we get into Wednesday afternoon, we'll see very similar temperatures running mostly in the 30s and 40s. There could be some 20-degree readings in the far uppermost parts of the Midwest. The rest of the region is expected to see a temperature status quo on into Thursday and Friday of this week. Maybe a little bit of additional warming will occur on Friday in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest, where we may see some 50-degree readings for a short period of time. The low temperatures at night over this week are expected to be mostly warming up from teens and 20s across the northern parts of the region here this week. Got two readings that will be mostly in the 20s and 30s as we get out towards Thursday and Friday. Well, there is a cold surge coming up for this weekend and next week. It'll come in two pieces. The first wave is expected to occur late in the weekend, and the second piece will come as we get into early to midweek next week. The precipitation associated with this disturbance is expected to be a mixture of rain and snow for a while, but it will switch over to all snow as the coldest air settles in, and the temperatures are expected to get bitterly cold next week. I know that's a long ways out in the forecast, but there's a lot of support for this cold surge, and we'll expect to see some sub-zero temperatures occurring down into the central plains and perhaps the northern parts of the Ohio River Valley as we get out towards the early and middle parts of next week. A little bit of light rain and some drizzle will occur across parts of the Midwest here on Wednesday into Thursday, with some snow developing in the upper parts of the Midwest. Most of this precipitation will be light, and it will work its way into the eastern Corn Belt as we get out towards Thursday, and at that time a low pressure center will begin to evolve in Kansas and work its way to the northeast across the Midwest as we get into Friday and early Saturday. The low pressure center will pull colder air to the south, and we'll likely see a larger portion of the Midwest deal with a little bit of light snowfall as we get into the early part of the weekend. And then the cold surge, the first one of the two, will start to come across the region as we move from Sunday into Monday, and it'll produce some snowfall across much of the Midwest as it progresses. The second round of cold will occur as we get into the middle part of next week, and it too will bring a little bit of snowfall with it. We don't expect to see a damaging cold occur in any wheat country because of the fact that there will be snow ahead of this event. When down in South America, we expect to see a change this week with widespread rain occurring across northern Brazil's driest areas, and we'll see a little bit less rainfall occurring in southern Brazil. The bottom line will be for improvement in most of the country. Argentina, in the meanwhile, will also see timely precipitation supporting most of its summer crops in a positive way. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.